whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 277. Today is Saturday, November 6th, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Hi, joining me this week is my co-host, Niecy. Hi, Niecy.
Hello.
Is Twitch playing up? That's unusual.
Twitch has been twitchy for like the past 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's fun and games. That's for certain. Not sure. I haven't had an issue. I know Australian internet is so fantastic.
Yeah, I've not had the issue on my streams on the broadcasting side for me, but on watching live streams, I've been having some issues.
Oh,
I've tried a couple fixes. It hasn't worked. There's one more involved thing I could try, but we're hesitant to do it. So.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Anyway, hopefully Twitch and my internet will be okay, and we will get the show done. that's like this. So, anyway, so welcome, chat room. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for spending some quality time with us. We're going to have a chat about something that happened this week, which is patch 9.1.5. Hang on, where's my little? I've lost it already. Here it is.
Oh no.
Here we go, for the patch. We've got a patch. Woo! Alright, okay, so let's talk about some of the new things, and obviously, you know, most of this stuff will impact every tune you have and your challenges as well. Some, maybe not so much on the challenges side, but anyway, this is stuff to keep in mind with the new patch hitting. I know when I looked at stuff yesterday, I kind of felt like for my main girl, there wasn't a huge amount yet, but again, falling asleep while you're playing means you don't get much done. So I've not delved into it too much because I fell asleep. Anyway,
it happens. At least you weren't on a challenger.
Well, exactly. Was not on a challenge turn, so that was at least a good thing. The other good thing is, at least I know I'm really good at falling asleep sitting up. So, you know,
hey, life skills.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta take positives. All right, Niecy, hit me with it.
Yes.
So, what's new? What are the things that we need to be aware of, especially for challenge tunes, as well as some of the, you know, the nice little things that Blizzard has thrown in for us?
All right, so this is kind of just like a broad look at things that I picked out from the patch notes, because I think some of these things, you know, challengers might find interesting or be affected by them. It's not everything, that's for sure. So we did touch on it a little bit before we got started, but we talked about the new mail icon showing up on the character selection screen. Doesn't mean a lot if you keep stuff stored in your mailbox, but you know, at least to let you know, oh, hey, I need to go check my mail.
Yes.
It's a little buggy for me and a couple other people, it sounds like, at least for Stir in the chat. But, you know, at least it's there to remind you to go check it.
Yes.
So that's nice. Allied races. Now, we do allow that for some of the challenges. They have had their dungeon requirements to unlock specific ones removed. So you don't have to do the dungeon any longer in order to unlock those races that have them.
Yay.
So that I found very nice, because some of us really hate doing dungeons. Mm-hmm. So that was a plus. Thumbs up on that one. There was a change that came in very minor, but I thought the pacifist challengers and the working man challengers would like this coming in, since they can do professions.
Yeah.
The ore drop rate across all zones, I believe for Shadowlands is how it was worded, including Illithium ore, have been increased by 20%. The leather workers out there for, you know, I guess working man, working man would probably have the leather workers or the skinners, rather. Callus hide and heavy callus hide drop rates were increased by 20%. Mm-hmm. And essence drop rate for jewel crafting was increased by 10%. Mm-hmm. And for our tail... Hold on. Loud vehicle.
Some of them, I could like hear it clearly. That is, that was loud.
Yeah, some days it was really bad. Yeah. And lastly, for our tailors, lightless silk drop rate was increased by 20%. So might not affect pacifists as much, except for like maybe the ore one. But the other ones, I could see working man challengers picking up a production profession with their gathering profession.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was something that we should mention.
I mean, with those ones, obviously, any profession you can choose. Why you would want to take leather working if you're on a pacifist, you don't.
Yeah.
But,
it's kinda,
you know, some people like to push the envelope and try different things. So, So, yeah, it makes it interesting. So
it's there.
I read. So, yeah, but 20% increase, cool. You know, we always like more ore. More ore means that we can either sell more things or... have it sit in your bank, staring at
forever,
you.
Forever. Being returned constantly from the auction house. One of those, you know.
Exactly. All right.
All else fails, send it to your main to do something with. So a lot of classes had some adjustments made to their AoE abilities. They had at one point put in a cap for how many mobs an AoE would affect. Some of those spells have had the caps removed.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why that many... AoE spells would be used on a challenger unless, you know, you're just playing fast and loose. Not recommended for mass pulling an AoE spell used on a challenger, but hey,
it's your title
if you do,
right
you might
there.
Want to check the patch notes.
Playing fast and loose. All right.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Let me write that one down. Okay. I must admit, I don't know, but when I was playing leader, obviously she's not a challenge turn. She's my main. I found Voidy. I use Voidy a lot. And Voidy just seemed to sneeze in didn't matter what direction and mobs came running. And I wasn't even like even aggros of people running past me, all of a sudden the mobs have just turned. Like, I was just standing somewhere trying to work out where I had to go for a quest. Hadn't aggroed anything. And all of a sudden, saw someone run past with, like, three mobs on them. Voidy and I just standing there. And all of a sudden, the mobs, like, they just got past us. And they must have just gone, hey, I can't catch that person. I'm going to hit this person. Turned around and like smacked us. And I'm like, I haven't done anything. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. But that was really, you know, if you're playing the Warlock, if you're playing, you know, a toon that might have a pet with that, you know, that AoE as well, be super, super careful, because all of a sudden I'm finding Voidy's like, you know, we're trying to stroll somewhere, but he's pulling mobs like from half a continent across. That's how it feels. Obviously it's not, but all of a sudden, and I'm he wasn't quite doing, it wasn't this bad last week, but all of a sudden it's like everything wants to attack us. So
something needs to be adjusted.
Yeah,
I've actually turned
so
one
careful.
Of the AoE spells off on my challenger Voidwalker just because it was becoming problematic way back when. So I'm like, I don't like this from a challenger perspective, but you know, just make sure you check your patch notes, because there was too many numerous ones to go through. We'll have a link for the blog post for the big patch notes that had most of all of the stuff in it. There's been some hot fixes since then, but you guys can go find that.
Yeah, I've thrown the info link in the chat, so if you want to check out. And obviously, and I noticed there was another hot fix as well yesterday morning or something, so
yeah, they've been pushing them out pretty quick.
Yep. All right. What else have we got?
Okay, so that new flight path toy that we were kind of excited about might not be as exciting as we were thinking. There's some pros and some cons to it now that it's been live and we've had a chance to actually play with it. Mm-hmm. Well, Zaya has and Fair has. I have not touched it yet. So they've changed the name of it. It's not just the flight path toy anymore. It's called a scouting map. And when you go to get it, it discovers the area for which the book is for.
Yep.
And it gives you all viable flight points for that character. Okay. However, when you go through that area, like running around on the roads, you're no longer going to get the discovery XP for going through there because the map's already discovered it for you.
Okay.
So that's a small drawback if you like your discovery XP. Mm-hmm. There's another stipulation attached now to learning these books.
Okay.
They have the Explorer achievement requirements attached to them. And some of these Explorer achievements have rare kill requirements on them. So you're going to have to go through your achievements and figure out what you need to do. This is something that your main or one of your normals is going to have to accomplish to purchase and learn the toy. Mm. Your alts can use it after you've got it in your toy box.
Yeah.
But a normal character is going to be the one that's going to have to earn the achievements in order to learn the toy. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have the flight points and get around. So pro, con, you're not going to get the discovery XP and you do have to jump through a couple of hoops in order to learn it for your toy box. So kind of middle of the road on that one now. I'm not as excited about it, but still useful for some challenges.
Yeah, so I says he thinks only Shadowlands need the rares.
I couldn't remember if it was all of them that had the rare kill requirement or just some expansions, but I can see how Shadowlands, they would want to drag that out a little bit since it's the newer expansion.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's, like you said, there's pros and cons. For a challenge player, you could probably, those that don't want to do it, well, then nothing changes. You know, you can go get your own, your own discovery and all that kind of thing. For those that have the ability to get it on a main or on a normal or on a scouting tune, whatever that you're using, you know, cool. I haven't even looked at it yet. Because, you know, falling asleep is not good while you're trying to play.
I did look at the vendor, and I did see where some of them had, if you didn't have the requirement, you couldn't, you could buy the item, but it was in red text very obviously about what was missing for you to learn the item.
Right. Okay. Other ones, particularly horrible for the Shadowlands version, Fair says. Other ones are Explorer only. You can pick and choose, keep the option for exploration in some zones, pick up flight paths for others. Yeah. So, again, you know, choice is not a bad thing. How you want to play your challenge tune is up to you, as long as it's obviously within the rules, if you're, you know, if you're doing traditional. So have a play with it. See, some people might play with it, love it. Some people might just be like, yeah, no, I can't be bothered. So you do you, basically. So okay, all right, well, that's good to know about that. What else have we got?
Just before we move on, Ash asked if you have the old ones, does it work the same? I have the old ones, Ash. The old ones in the toy box now have had their names changed to scouting map. So I think if you use it on a character that hasn't used it before, it's going to work the way that the new ones for the new expansions that were added do. Okay. So I don't think it's going to work the same way it did previously.
Versus they changed. Okay, so they've changed right across the board. Ash is like, yuck.
So some pros and cons to it, but I guess you can customize more how you want to approach it or not approach it, because they do cost 10,000 golds a piece, so they are a little pricey.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what else have we got?
The Mall Skip is now alive, which is what we were very excited about.
Yay!
So that's been very interesting. Mm-hmm. Not like, you know, earth-shattering breaking news, but still it's very helpful to some of the challengers.
There would be some very excited people in our chat room. Yes, I can see at least, I'm going to say at least a good handful that would be very excited that the Mall Skip is now live. So yeah. Okay. So speaking of
the Mall Skip. Speaking of, there's lots of things to talk about with the Mall Skip.
Yeah.
So when you have to have completed the Mall Skip, or the mm-hmm. mall, excuse me, and gotten the achievement for it on at least one character in order to access the skip.
Yeah.
When you go to log in, make sure that you've logged in on a character that's done the mall before you log in on a character you want to take through there, just so that the game's registered the fact that you have done this, so the skip will show up. When you go to talk to Darien, or Darien gives you the quest and you go and he's standing there next to either Nazgrim or Whitemane. Mm-hmm. I wrote this down and I don't see it. So, oh, there it is. I was trying to remember. But they will have the options kind of like they did for Legion, where you go to talk to the person and it has the option listed, I've heard this tale before. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to pick that option. And picking that option plops you directly into Orbos. You're going to go through a little bit of a loading screen, and then you're going to be there.
Okay.
Now, when you get there, everything turns, like, shades of gray.
Yeah.
And you're frozen. You can't move. You can't do anything until you talk to one of the quest givers that comes in. Mm-hmm. Kind of like when you completed the mall before and arrived in Orbos, you had to go through this.
Yeah.
It's the Threads of Fate quest. This gets a little confusing. He presents you with this quest. You have to make one of two options. One is continuing the storyline. Mm-hmm. The other is taking the Threads of Fate world quest option. Yep. I really wish they had not named this the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it's a little confusing. Yeah. So you're sitting there. You have to pick one. If you choose to skip them all, losing some XP, but it might be nice to not have to do that escort quest. You have to take the storyline. There's no hope for you. You have to take the storyline because you can't take the Threads of Fate world quest option.
Yep.
Everyone else, you can take the Threads of Fate world quest option, and in fact, most of you will have to, including pacifists. You can now exit Shadowlands and have all kinds of scary fun. You guys can take it.
Yeah.
Irons, you kind of have to take it because you're not going to get very far on the storyline. You're going to hit a certain point. You're going to be like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And you can go back and talk to the guy in Orbos and change your mind and pick the world quest option. Okay. But once you pick the world quest option, you're locked in. You can't go back to the storyline. So make your decision wisely on that. Bloods, you have to take story. Mm-hmm. But and then once you pick story, you go to seek the Ascended to get into Bastion, and then you're done. No more quests. But the others, you know, you can take the world quest option and you can go do your thing. Pacifists and Working Man, when you get into Orbos, you're going to do the... you don't have that quest. You can go into the city. You're going to have the one wing, if you've not been there before, where all of your profession trainers are. Mm-hmm. I do suggest you go and do that before heading out, because you're not going to get point credit for doing things if you don't. But they're all, like, right there in, like, a little semicircle near each other.
Yeah.
No, there's an innkeeper if you want to set your Hearthstone to Orbos. That's cool.
Yeah.
Make sure that you've gotten the flight plan upstairs before you head out, and you can pick where you want to go. You can pick a covenant. I didn't want to. Fair kind of talked me into it, and then I ended up doing it for testing purposes. It doesn't give you a kill for the pacifists. It's fine.
Okay.
I just... I'm just not that into questing on my pacifist, because, you know, Bloodthirsty has ruined me. So it's like I shy away from any and all quests now. It was painful doing the holiday stuff on my iron, because I'm like, this is too many quests. But it's just, you know, my brain. So you will get credit for the quests from the mall. Mm-hmm. But Bloods, you already have those on your list, so you're fine. You know, and the main reason why Bloods can't take the world questing option is because it gives you every storyline quest credit under the sun, so you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Now Stir tested it on his iron. He picked Threads. You know, he got all of the storyline quest credits. You know, it's like 300 plus quests. Mm-hmm. Which is why. We're not doing that for Bloods now. There's a reason for everything, guys. Zaya tested on the Bloodthirsty, and, you know, he got pretty much the same results that Sir did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going to be fine. It's just make sure that you don't take the Threads of Fate world quest option for a Bloodthirsty. You have to do the Threads of Fate quest, though. You must pick one or the other.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was fine. I took a pacifist through. It was fine. No kill credits or anything. It was okay.
Okay.
I do say that if you do the quests in Ouroboros before you choose your world quest option, when you talk to the guy that gave you the option to pick one or the other, he is still back behind the inn. You do have to talk to him on your tour of the city quest if you choose to do the storyline up until the end of Ouroboros.
Right.
He will remain a question mark for that. Oh, hey, come talk to me to change your mind.
Yep.
Bloods, don't turn in the Threads of Fate quest. You just have to choose the chat option to talk to him. Yep. So that's a little confusing there too. That kind of can trip you up.
Yeah.
But you know, it's fine. And it seemed to work well for everybody that tested. We had no issues. So that's very, very exciting. It is scary on a pacifist out there. Watch your times of day that you're playing.
And
there
also,
are hostile mobs flying. So if you have flight, which I recommend you have so you can make a quick getaway, don't fly up into a hostile mob.
Yes, there is a lot of things up as well as down on the ground.
Yeah, so there's things left, right, and center, so you're going to have to
and
definitely watch yourself.
Hiding in grass that you might not see, so remember, put
large
nameplates up so you can see the things and stuff. Rudd asks, and Iron Man can take a covenant. Yes. Cannot take soul binds or conduits, but you can certainly take a covenant. All right. Okay. So that's interesting. And thank you guys for like testing and giving the information, you know, between you, Fair, Zaya, Stir, thank you. And I know there's been some other people mentioning things as well.
Yeah, it was good to have a lot of us looking at this from different sides, because there was a lot to dig through, and time has been fleeting lately.
All right. Okay, so I'm gonna talk about I'll talk about that in the news. All right, we've got other stuff to talk about what we've just done, but I'll wait till we get the news. Your week, how has that been?
Busy. Very
testing.
Busy.
Testing.
Yes. I did a couple different run throughs on the mall skip with some trial classes before I took in a Bloodthirsty. The trial class had an extra quest credit being given when you go through and do the maw skip, and my live Bloodthirsty did not, which I found very interesting, and I don't know what the quest was, because I couldn't add the trial classes to the website, so I'm just like, what is this quest? And it was driving me nuts, which is why I was thinking that one quest needed to be added to the quest allowed list, but now looking back on it and going through all of our old notes, I think it's already there. So I think we're okay, but I had a moment of, I don't know, and I want to double check because it could be an issue if it's not there. But I do think it's there. Now, reviewing everything and going back through last year's notes and stuff. So yeah, we did a live Bloodthirsty on stream, and then I took my big pacifist that's been at 50 for the past year that hasn't been able to stomach the idea of going and doing archaeology for another 10 levels. I took her into the through the Malskip and into Ouroboros, and she was very, very scared.
Did she like
don't
be
play
like,
at a peak time?
Do I go in?
I was a little afraid. I'm like, well, you know, what's the worst that can happen? I'm getting a prox kill or something stupid. And so I'm like, okay, let's just do this. She's not going to level just sitting there. So dusted her off, put her gear back on, and headed on out. So, my server is nuts at the time that I stream. Do not recommend, because I had farmers pulling stuff next to me. I had people questing and popping off mobs that were right next to me. I heard a sound. I'm like, I've never heard that mob make that sound before. And then I realized a mage was attacking it. And I'm like, ugh. So I'm like trying to get away and just go away. I did a little bit just to show, you know, how scary it is. And then I was like, okay, I'm out. And I did go back later at like 2 a.m. when things had settled down. And I gotta say, it was so lovely. Just to be able to mine an herb again. And I was like, oh, everything's right in the world now.
Prime time can be like the worst time to play a pacifist. Not all challenge tunes. Sometimes I'd find even like an iron or a working could be a little bit like, oh God, everyone's around. I can't find anything. But, you know, time is a factor as to if there's a lot of people around or not. So again,
I hate
be
playing
aware
when there's a lot of people around me, because then I can't control the respawn rate. If I'm there, I can have like a small timer, vague timer running in my head and be like, okay, this should be about to respawn within like you know, 30 seconds or so. When there's other people around you, you have no idea when that sucker's gonna respawn. It could be respawning in like 10 seconds. It could take like, you know, 10 minutes. It depends on the mob.
And of course, so the way mobs are with, you know, aggro and all that kind of stuff. So again, if you're playing around and there's a lot of people around, you need to like keep your eyes open, because it can go from everything being perfectly fine to, oh shit, I'm in trouble and now I'm dead within the space of like very
like
quickly,
maybe 5 seconds, if that. I mean, it can just change in the blink of an eye.
So just always, you know, always check your surround, and not just check your vision of, oh, everything looks fine here. Turn the camera
look
around,
behind you,
do a 360. Because
there's a lot of
my camera
mob training
right out, so I can see around me, but even then I'll turn the camera around to see, you know, what's behind me just in case. So,
those patrols
always be aware.
Are always about there. And look up, because you don't know what's flying above you now that people are getting flight unlocked. And like I said, I do recommend flying for a pacifist, if only to make a quick getaway. If something starts to tag you. Yes. I did notice something that I didn't like, but that's just me personally. I had made a new tune just to look at the gear they were talking about. There was a gear change to new characters, and so what my pacifist is wearing as of Monday is now the old starting gear stuff,
right?
Because she still has her little starting robe that's blue and white. She was a priest. The new gear, at least for what I saw on priest, is now like a cream and a goldish tinged yellow. Not a fan of it personally, but I'm just not a fan of that color combo. Apparently they're going to be putting in a later update an ability to get the old stuff back. I guess through buying or something, I don't know, but we will be able
so
to get the
change the starting gear.
I did not like the new starting gear. It was kind of icky, and I'm like, I don't want to wear this. This is, no. It feels itchy looking at it to me, and I'm like, no, no. It kind of feels like burlap or something. I'm like, no. Just made me itch, so I didn't like that when I was making a new tune to check on
Fair says she doesn't like the new starter gear either. which and
I mean,
also,
it kind of...
sorry, I was just gonna say, and also it's the okay. point that she made was also when you're looking, look up, which is exactly, it's good to look around, but also do that because many zones, not just Shadowlands, there are mobs up there. So it's
definitely.
Being constantly aware, which is yes.
Like the new stuff does kind of fall in line with the Shadowlands color scheme a little bit, but I'm just no thanks. Okay. I want my old stuff back.
Okay.
But we also have some Bloodthirsties leveled up, so I got the DK, the Demon Hunter, the Druid, and the Monk. They all got a level. We didn't lose anybody yet, so. So that was good. And I did get my flying unlocked earlier in the week. That was a slog. Oh my god.
Nice!
I don't well like doing endgame stuff anymore.
Hang
so...
on, let me do my little... Here we go. There you go. Congratulations. Well done.
Oh, thank you. It was a pain. I like spent like 2 weeks trying to get it and thought I was stuck just waiting on the daily Covenant world quests and like where they have go do X number of things. I didn't realize the one quest that I got mad about because my hunter pet kept dying was the one quest that was blocking me from advancing the Covenant campaign. So I had to go back in and complete it one way or another, and I had no help for it. So I'm like, great. I switched out my hunter pet and I was fine. I'm like, really? So the hunter pets are a little kind of fussy as to who's going to survive better than others, even on a geared character. So I was like, all right. I'm glad I only have to do that once because that was a pain. I was not happy about that. I was wandering around lost in Torghast for like an hour and a half before I figured out I didn't have to be there for one part of it. And I was like, oh, for Christ's sake. The map was not very helpful for me. The one thing I had to do, it's like, oh, go do this. And I'm like, okay. And I thought I had to kill the guy in Torghast. Could not find him. I'm like, what level is he on? And I was getting mad. And I finally went, he's out in the mall.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an hour and a half of my life gone. So I was not happy. And I was like, I was like three or four in the morning and I had to be up anyway, so I was like, all right, whatever, move on. But yeah, we finally got there. I'm just so happy to be able to mine an herb on my pacifist out there again and have a reason to go do it, because my main for this expansion was a gatherer, but then I kind of lost the motivation to go do it. I'm just like, man. But now that I can level and get something out of the gathering, I'm like, okay, let's go do this. So I actually got my pacifist to level 52. I bumped out the two levels real quick, and now she doesn't have any rusted, but I don't think I care. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'm just excited to have something else new to do.
There's always fun in games, as we know. So, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that you had a good week. And busy. And thank you to you and everyone else that was doing... like the testing with the new stuff and the information, it makes life
It was kind
so
of a pain because Blizzard kept changing stuff. Mm-hmm. like they put it out and I'm like, okay, and then I thought I was done looking at stuff. I'm like, okay, I've already done all my notes that I need to, and then the next night I popped in, was ready to go start doing stuff, and then I saw all these hot fixes and stuff, and I'm like, oh shit.
I think so. I downloaded
changing things.
I think it was Friday night. I downloaded the patch and I was like, right, okay, I'm ready to play. No, I'm too tired. I need to sleep.
Yeah.
So then I left it till Saturday, and then I bring up BattleNet and I'm like, it's downloading again. hot fixes.
Oh yeah, there's been like a hot fix almost every day, just about. I'm like, for Christ's sake.
Happy joy.
Yeah, it's like I finally figured it out and then you went and changed it again, so stop it.
Yes. Yeah, but, you know, as long as it's like the positive aspects of making things better for us, then...
I was just being cranky. I was just like, just want to go play.
Yes, I can totally understand that. All right, well, as I said, my week's been a bit of a... So much. Slur? Yeah, pretty much. So I did try and finish off the candy buckets, and again, I managed to finish. I got through Outlands, I got through Northrend, and I was like, oh, wow. I've got a few more. I got a few more. I'm just off 50, I think I'm 54, heading towards 55. And I was like, okay, I'll come back tomorrow night. I think it was the night before it was going. And of course, work happens, life happens, and then all those...
Then body happens.
Yeah, and then body happens, and it's like, no, it's not gonna happen. So, and as we know, do not play your challenge tune.
You got through more than I did. I got through Eastern Kingdoms one day, 1 week. The following week, I did Kalimdor, and I was twitching by the time I got done Kalimdor. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. This is driving me crazy. And I never did manage to go back and do Outlands and all the rest of them. And I'm like, and that was just on one character. I was like, didn't even think about taking the pacifist out. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed that I didn't get the chance to... Because normally I'll do leader, and normally I get at least like two other tunes done, so like three tunes, and I just did not have the energy for it. So so at least I got some levels with Passy leader, so I'm That's happy good. On that. She's 54, which I think I was 54 nice. Last week. But again, as I said, I am slowly but surely we'll have to delve into maybe the more skip. I still feel like it. I feel like
make sure that your tired is not on the horizon, because it's scary out there.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's one of those things, having time to do it, but yeah, I might need some hand holding. Anyway, anything that will stop me having to do archaeology for the last six levels would be good. You know I love archaeology. I love archaeology, but...
I had my fill getting to 120. No more, please.
Yes, exactly. We'll see how it goes. It's just having time to play, and then obviously by the time I sit down, not falling asleep, which is the big thing. Even if I'm not feeling overly tired, I just,
your brain's like, oh, we have a moment. Catnap.
Yes. Poor husband comes over and he's like, are you okay? You're asleep again. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm awake. No, I'm tired. So, yeah. Alrighty. Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Sorry, excuse me. All right, so news for this week. I might get you to take the first one because my throat.
That's fine. So we've had the mall and everything beyond it open mm-hmm. up for pacifist safe passage. So, Fair and Zaya have been hard at work compiling lists of pacifist-safed world quests and pacifist-safed regular quests that can be picked up throughout the zones. There are two links that we're going to pop into the chat here. Right. One is for the world quest thread on the forums, and one is for the regular quest thread on the forums. We'll make sure that that gets put on the blog post there for the show as well.
Yeah.
So they've been busy, busy bees.
Yes, exactly. So again, thank you. You know, this, the sharing of information, the fact that we've got these, you know, the threads and the information. And again, yes, we've got a lot of stuff on the website, but don't forget about the forums. There is a heap of information over on our forums there. As Fair says, yep, scout them out for yourselves, like risk do vary. So if in doubt, scout it out, as Fair always says. So, and some passy safe quests are quite risky, as Zaya says. So, again, you know, test anything that you're reading. but a great place. The forums is a really good place to go to.
And a lot of it's going to come into play as to how busy your server is, you know, what time of day you're out there trying to do it, how comfortable you are with that particular quest on your regular, so how well you know it. So yeah, definitely test the stuff out for yourselves on a scout before you try it with your live challenger.
Exactly.
But they are compiling a list of the more ideal ones that you could probably get away with doing.
And as we know, and I think, I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before, I know that some people have tested stuff on a, you know, on a scout and then, and had no problems and then hopped on their challenger and all of a sudden it's triggered that something has happened.
Something went wrong.
Something went wrong. And again, you know, those kinds of things we can't. I think, was that RNG. Zyre or Ash?
I think it was Stir.
Stir?
Wasn't it Stir?
It was.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
again,
it was doing one of the.
These
the
things do happen.
He had to fight something and it never killed him on his test tunes. Then he hopped on his regular one and bam.
Yeah. So, you know, again, just like test as much as you can. Sometimes shit happens. It does, unfortunately. We know that with the challenge turn. You can do all the testing and then. Something
there will still always be that outside edge of risk that you're going to be going to be signing yourself up for.
Yes. So, but again, we've got heaps of information on the forums. We've got so many people with a lot of knowledge and advice, etc., over on Discord. You know, here in the chat room, we've got lots of veterans at play that have been around and testing as Stir says,
Tune
number 258 died despite the testing. And, again, that's these things do happen. But test.
Yeah, so. Testing is a big thing. And I forgot to add this into the show notes. I just thought about it when I saw Stir talking. Stir has pinpointed, I think, along with Zaya, almost the exact area where Ash got dismounted in, I think, Azuna. When he got knocked off of his flying mount, they posted the area in general in Discord. I'm going to ask if they can post that on the forums as well and maybe get me the link and we'll try to get that into the show blog post as well.
And as we know, like, these things do happen. There are places in the world of Warcraft that hiccups happen and, things do happen. And
if there's a dismount zone out there, you can guarantee a challenger is gonna find it.
Exactly. If there's some sort of little buggy bit, normally challenge turn does manage to find it, which has got its pros and cons as to that. Which is good. Stir says, we found it really rude falling out of the sky. Good news, the dead zone in Stormwind above Cheese Shop appears to be fixed. Oh, okay. Yay. All right.
That's
if you
helpful.
Test, don't test that one on a live. Maybe test that on a dead tune or your scout just to be on the safe shoot. But that's good to know. Good to know, because that was horrible. That's a pain.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else. No, it's gone. Anyway, okay.
Okay.
Now, as we were talking about earlier with the patch notes and all of the bits and things, so we've had a update. I've updated the Bloodthirsty and the Bloodthirsty teams of the rules. Okay, so if you want to check it out, pop over to the worldchallenges.com. But this is for Bloodthirsties and Bloodthirsty teams. It now, the wording is, let me read it. It took me a bit to get the right wording. So the Threads of Fate is allowed. However, your tune must turn in the Threads of Fate quest and then pick the storyline option, like Nisi said before, and finish out the Ouroboros quest to gain access to Bastion. Do not take the follow-up quests as they will red flag you. Okay? So, Bloodthirsty is all about basically no questing. Okay? It's just, it's killing. It's you're there to like killed. That's where you're getting your experience from. But to allow a toon to progress, there are times when we do allow for certain quests that don't get counted as in flagging you. So we've put that in to allow for the bloodthirsties to be able to get through, do the more skip, get to Bastion, and obviously, you know, go from there. So,
yeah, because I mean, the Maw Skip only skips the first half of the quests that you have to do to get into the Shadowland zones. So, helpful, but I would have preferred if it just dropped you, like, through that last half of the stuff that you didn't have to do most stuff to, but you do. And you it's on the website. You can go up to Seek the Ascended, turning that in. That will put you in Bastion talking to Clea. After that, you're done. No more quests.
Yeah,
you're done.
And again, sorry,
you have to quit. That's okay.
Yeah.
For XBAC transitions, some of them you don't have to do anymore. But like your Demon Hunter, your Death Knight, your Goblin, your Worgen, and your Panda, you have to quest to get out of your starting zone. But the quest that you can go up to is on the website as well.
Yeah, exactly. Which again, you know, does make it frustrating, but there are allowances for bloodthirsty, because otherwise, you know, you can't stay in your starting zone. Like, it's not gonna happen. So so that's the first thing for bloodthirsties. Now the other thing with the patch, brought in obviously a lot of changes with Shadowlands stuff, and I just wanted to let you know, which again, you could say this would be a no-brainer, but some people do like to push the envelope, so I've put the rule in as a rule that for Shadowlands, there is a section at the bottom of each challenge that talks about Shadowlands specifically. And in there, it now says, Torghast, not allowed. Okay? So why would you want to take a challenge tune into Torghast is beyond me. But obviously there may be some people out there that want to push the envelope. Good luck. I would think you're going to get smacked by the first mob. Just saying. And I've been in there quite a few times. And even as a fully geared level 60, it's not easy.
Oh, yeah. No, so, no, it's not. And I know that teams can, quote unquote, do dungeons, but this would not be on the allowed list because of the amount of buffs that are flying at you. Yes. So exactly. That Torghast is going to be off the table for everybody.
Yes. So there is an, again, it was a little frustrating because when I looked up Torghast on Wowhead, they don't class it as a dungeon. They don't class it as a scenario. What did they class it as?
They classed it. You told me they classed it under a featured instance. Now, in the achievements in game, it's listed under expansion features. So it seems to be its own entity, kind of like Island Expeditions were for BFA.
So again, there will be, if you want to go in and hand in the quest like a dungeon, you know, there are quests that you can pick up on your toon that you go in, hand it in, and then you're done, like get out of there. So if you want to do that, fine. But Torghast itself, no, like you will get flagged and you're done. So just wanted to make that point that is right across the board. Every single challenge tune, Torghast is not allowed, and you will get red flagged on that. mind you, there are some fantastic buffs if you take a normal tune. It's fun. It's like random buffs is excellent. Sometimes you do a run and they're really great, and you're like as powerful as you've ever been. And then
some of them were awesome, and I got out of there and I thought I still had the thing because they made me change my talent points around while I was in there. And then I got out, I'm like, wait, I'm not doing the thing. And then I realized I didn't have anything in that row selected because it unselected it when I left, and I was like, I want the thing back.
Yeah. And then the next run you can do, you, like, get the worst buffs, like, the worst stuff possible, and you're like, I'm dying every 5 seconds. Which, yeah. So, anyway.
You get angry and you're like, I'm not coming back here.
Yeah. Like, flip table. It's like, I'm done. And then next week you're like, okay, I'll try it again.
Yeah.
But, again, that's for a normal tune. So, Torghast, not allowed. Alright, now, tonight, well, yes, for you guys, tonight, time change. So, flipping back an hour. Yes. Okay, so you say, it's just, yeah, the show, I'm going to say this part. Just remember, the show will always be 7 p.m. Eastern time. So, wherever you are in the world, whatever your time is, just the show will always start at that. So for me, at the moment, the show starts at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. With the time change, it's going to go back an hour. So next week, I'm going to start the show at 10 a.m. my time to meet the 7 p.m. Eastern. All right? So, yeah. So just remember that it might affect you. It might not. But next week's show, there will be the difference. So if you're like, why aren't we live? Yeah. Okay.
There's so many time zones, guys. After the time change happens, and, you know, next week, if you want to make sure that you make the show on time, just Google what time is 7 p.m. Eastern in my time zone. It'll figure it out. It'll be easier if you guys do the legwork on that one. Just know it's always 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m., yeah. And the only change, if there was ever a change, then I'll certainly get out as let you know ahead of time. Or if emergencies happen, then, you know, that happens. But pretty much 7 p.m. Eastern is when recording will happen for the show. Okay? All right. Now, next thing is just letting you know that at the moment we do have a spreadsheet promo running until the 10th. There is 20% off everything in the store. So if you want to check that out, plus I got some new stuff for you. So let me put this up. Okay. All right. So I had this thought, we haven't done this before, and I thought this year, you know, we've had a rough couple of years, what with pandemic and all that stuff, and I thought, no, for this year, Christmas is coming, Halloween's now over, I'm not Sally anymore, I'm normal. I thought we'd have something Christmassy, you know, Christmas, we love Christmas time. Oh, not everyone does, but I love Christmas time. And there's lots of, you know, there's lots of fun. It's obviously a stressful time of year, but I thought I'd get some stuff done. So I asked Mr. Bright 01, Russ, and threw the thoughts to him. I'm like, okay, this is what I want. And kind of think he nailed it. So they're up on the website. They are up on the website. So I am going to, here we go. All right. So let me, hang on. It's going to, let me go back to the start because, all right, here we go. So we have got, we've got the little Murloc. So now there are two designs and I've tried to fit it. So there is one like normal that's good for light colored stuff like white t-shirts, light colored, you know, mugs, things like that. But there is also a, let me see if it's going to do what I want it to do. Excuse me. No, I don't really like this way it's doing it. Alright. Bear with me 2 secs, because it doesn't want to do what I want it to do, which is always the way. Okay. There we go. Alright, so there's one that's got some white background to make it stand out on the darker. So if you want like a black shirt and to have that one, it will, you know, stand out much better. So we've got the Murloc, which is super cute. And again, we've got the WoW Challengers, our circle, and we've got the, which is super cute with the lights interweaving on them. So we've got that. We've also got the, we've got the orc. Like the, what do we call it? Nutcracker. I keep thinking Tin Man, and I'm like, it's not the Tin Man, the Nutcracker. So we've got the little orc over here. And we've got, so that's the normal one that's good for the lighter color. And then you've got the one that will be on, you know, the darker colors. And again, you can have a look on the website for those. All right, we also have, we've got the, what did we, what did he call it? The plushy kin?
The plushy, kin plushy.
Plushy,
the
chicken plushy. Yeah, so, so we've got that one, which is very cute.
Plushkin. Oh, there it is.
Plushkin. Thank you, Ross. So that's the, for the lighter one, and then obviously for the darker. So, you know, super, super cute. Love it very much. Then we've got Snowman. Adorable.
I love the Snowman so
snowman
much.
Snowman is very cute. We've got that one. And again, we've got that one. And then we've got the torrent looking.
Yeah, it started out as a couple different things, and then it kind of evolved into just the torrent shape and everything. So
yeah, which, you know, again, super super cute, love it. Which is, it, you know, I'm super, super happy with that. So, so again, if you want, you know, any merchandise, we got it done because obviously shipping, Christmas is coming up. What are we, like 47 days till Christmas? It, like, it's just, it's crazy. There's, so if you're after some stuff, whether it's for you, whether it's for someone else, you know, we've got promos happening. You've got 20% off. And again, you know, if that's something you want, there's just thought it'd be nice to have something Christmassy. I know that, I want to get some, something. So yeah, so have fun with that. There's, again, there's Russ. Thank you. I love them. Love them so much. Hang on. Let me put this on. Let me put it on, might put it on loop. There we go. So then you guys can have a look. Let me change my little, let's not put it on 10,000 seconds. That's probably a little bit too much.
Yeah, they went through a couple iterations and evolvements happened through a few of them and back and forth of what, why doesn't this look right? What do we need to change on this?
Yeah.
And but then me asking weird questions to him, I'm like, well, where's this? What is this?
So no, super, super happy with that. So again, guys, you know, look, I just thought we'd do something super Christmassy, a lot of fun. I do. I love my Christmas holiday. I love my WoW Christmas, you know, so to have this with this is just very cool to have our own little Christmassy designs, which is great. So again, Ross, thank you very much, do appreciate that. All right, so I'll let them scroll so you can have a bit better look, but again, yeah, pop over to Spreadshirt where the shop is if you're interested. And yeah, Happy Christmas to you if you're buying it for you or for someone else. So cool. All right. I think we've covered all the news. So where's my little chit chat? Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's chit chat.
Alrighty. Where's his bumper? Here we go.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Alright. What's he got? What do we got?
Alright, so from Ezzy's pun vault. Last night I dreamed I was swimming in an ocean of orange soda. But it was just a fantasy.
I like that one. That is good. Which reminds me, I need to fill my coffee. Alright. Ah, there is not enough coffee for today. I tell you that right now. Alright. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for that. We do love the cute little puns and jokes, so thank you very much. Alright, what's Dave's words of wisdom? What have we got? I finally got over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts. I admit it was a rocky road. I love Rocky Road. It's like, it's not quite my favorite, but it's a good Rocky Road is good. I do love Rocky Road. Thank you, Dave. We do appreciate your words of wisdom greatly, so thank you. Okay, all right. What did we have from Fair?
Okay, so we've got one thing from Fair. I think this is a good thing that everybody should know about, because we didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. So Fair asked in Discord if this is known to everyone except her. I was freaked out when I was flying, when my character was flying over Furrowed Glen in Ardenweald, suddenly became flagged free for all and marked as attackable by my own faction. I googled it and found this from January 21st with only one reply. While currently not flagged PvP, I ride through Furrowed Glen area Ardenweald and it flags me for PvP. I am able to be attacked by another player and killed. It seems that if I am not flagged for PvP, I shouldn't get flagged while randomly riding through an area. The reply was that there are certain areas in each zone that will flag you for PvP free-for-all. And if you won't go through one of them, then you get the flag. It's it says this isn't a bug and it happens to anyone going into those areas. And Fair went on to say that the flag did disappear when she left the area. She was sure that she had been through there before and never saw the flag happen. So she just wanted to make sure that everybody right. else knew. Zaya added that he's never noticed the free-for-all PvP flagging in that area before, but he's not been there very much.
Yeah.
And that the area is located at the edge of the zone, almost due north of Heart of the Forest and Star Lake Amphitheater. Now, okay. I was trying to do some research on this. I mm-hmm. could not find a list of the areas in the other zones.
Right.
So just traverse with caution, especially okay. with your challengers and your pacifists and everything being out there now.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Fair, because seriously, that is a worry.
I was like,
Blizzard took away the PvP servers because they gave us the ability that if you want to be PvP, you go make yourself PvP on whatever server. So you can change yourself to be flagged for PvP. And therefore, that opened, you know, servers up to anyone could be anywhere. But yeah. the fact is that we choose to play normal, not be PvP flagged, and we go into an area that then triggers that there is no ifs, buts, or maybes, you will get flagged, is and not like good. It is yeah, not good. So
now,
you know,
in BFA there was like a free-for-all area, but it was marked when, you know, like people knew that it was there because yeah. it was like a world quest, or you know, it was definitely free-for-all in that section, but people knew it was well known.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of this being a thing for this expansion. Didn't know. I don't know if it's only in Ardenweald. I don't know if it happens in the other zones. Yeah. I haven't seen it. so I'm not sure I want to. But if you guys have noticed that happen in the other zones in the area, let us know so we can compile a list.
I'm just trying to think of, like, Revenant, I can't think of anywhere that Leda would have gone that I've remember that popping up, but I might have to do some investigation myself, because I'm like, I don't remember that.
I was Googling, I couldn't find anything on WoWhead for a list of all the zones, and I'm like, how
and then
is
you
this
can
the only
kill
spot? Like,
or be killed by anyone, including your own faction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
That's
like
concerning.
If you want to sign in for that on your tune, go right ahead. But the fact is they're forcing everyone, that's not good, especially for a challenge soon. So anyway, thank you for letting us know about it, and you know, just keep your eyes peeled, check, scout, all of that kind of thing, but be very, very careful. And obviously, when get out of that zone, like, as if you go in and you're like, get out of that zone as quick as you can. But not a good change. Whatever they've put that in, I don't know, but not something that I am hugely happy with on many levels, including as a challenger. So that's a pretty shitty move.
The fact that I couldn't even find a list anywhere specifically stating if it was just Ardenweald or if there was a section in each zone and what it was, that was also deeply concerning. And I'm like, I would at least like to know so that way I can avoid the area. So I was looking all over WoWhead, couldn't find it. The only stuff I was finding was from BFA or Legion or whatever it was, and I'm just like, no.
So if anyone finds out any more information, let us know. Alright, because obviously we got toons going into Bastion, whether that's as Blood, Passies, Irons, etc. And if you're going further afield with your toon to other zones, you know, again, just tread really carefully. But if anyone finds out anything, let us know so we can, you know, again, let everyone else know, because it's a bit of a concern if there is one in every Shadowland zone. I don't know, but it's certainly concerning. So, So thank you, Fair, for letting us. Thank you for finding that. I'm sorry it probably would have scared the crap out of you when you found it, because it would have done that to me. So I can only imagine. But thank you for bringing that to our attention, and we'll see if we can, you know, find the other spots in the other zones. Yeah, at least it was on a regular, like, but still.
Yeah, that was like the
enough.
One saving grace. It's still not a happy feeling when you don't like the PvP and you don't want any parts of it, but at least it was on a character where it didn't matter if it died. Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, challengers, that's a big problem because, you know, people like to gank other people.
Yes. Ooh, yes. When people live for that. As we know, over the years, they will sit and be patient until some, like, like, what do you call it? Like, a bit like a spider. They'll sit and they'll wait. And they'll wait. And they'll wait. And back in the day, I had friends. They were rogues. I will say, they were rogues that would sit and they would wait for the little unsuspecting. And I'm like, you guys, just leave them alone. And that's what, and I'm like, that's me. Just like, don't. But that's what they did. That's what they like. Yeah, rogues. Yeah. Rogues was very, very common back in, and I'm talking, this is going way, like way back to, to original classic, whatever we're calling it nowadays. But yeah, it just, like, that's not my sense of fun, but obviously for some people, ganking lobies or whatever, I never understood that. Anyway, I think we've covered, there's been a lot of news, obviously, with the patch being out, so yay for patch. Also, for patch, because we're, you know, we're testing and you're trying new things with your toons. So again, just tread carefully, test on a scout if you're unsure, you know, that's all we can do. Check the forums. There's lots of information. Check Discord. We've got that as well. There's information if you want to share what you've found, or so there's lots of ways to do it. So again, go have fun, but tread carefully.
Tread lightly.
Tread very, very carefully. All right. Yes. I think we've covered everything. So everything from the chat room. Yep.
I think so.
We've got everything. She didn't get attacked. Yeah, very low pop server late at night. Well, that's that's a saving grace. So thank goodness for that. All right. Well, on that note, hang on. Let me stop my little designs. Let's do that. And let me find my other one. So let's do our, let's sign off. So we've got our thank yous to our Iron Elites. There's my little heart underneath. So thank you. All right. Niecy, who have we got to our wonderful Iron Elites?
All right. Well, thank you to the following Iron Elites for helping us keep the lights on and the show going. So thank you to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Grand Negus, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Niecy Periton, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Exactly. Thank you guys. We heart you so much. We do appreciate that. Also, from Sir and myself, we'd like to thank our wonderful mods for all the things you guys do. Appreciate you all, because without you guys being here helping, otherwise I'd probably be in the corner like crying. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Niecy, and Zaya, thank you so much. From us to you, we do appreciate all the things that you do. Also, thank you to our code wardens and to everyone here in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out. We do appreciate it. Hi guys, thank you. And to people listening at home, when you get the podcast version, thank you for downloading and listening. All right, we will be back. I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, November 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Remember, time change tonight for you guys that do it. But 7 p.m. Eastern next week. All right, so you can find all the information over at wowchallenges.com. We have Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, all the information's there. As well as you can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio if you want to download and listen to the podcast. If you want to send an email to me, to the show, please send one to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Whether that is if you find out some information, you know, with the patch, with the flying, this free-for-all PvP, if you've got a question, if you've got some tips, joke, puns, words of wisdom, you can certainly send them through with an email. Okay. Niecy, where can we find you, please?
All right. Well, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord as Niecy, and then spelled out phonetically after it with hashtag 4863 on there. You can find me on Twitch streaming 3 or 4 days a week, and that is NiecyBGN. You can find me on Twitter at NiecyBGN. And lastly, you can also find archives of the live streams I do on YouTube, also as NiecyBGN.
Excellent. All right. You can find me pretty much look up Leta WoW, LETAWOW. That's me. I still can't get Leta. Really annoys me. Really annoys me. Still. But anyway, I'm over on Twitter and the stuff, and TikTok is a whole nother rabbit hole.
New.
Yes, it's a whole nother thing that's just can spend hours. I'm like, obviously I watch many things, but like cake decorating, baking.
That's one rabbit hole I haven't jumped into.
Oh, it's dangerous. I'll just say that. It's, you know, it's you start and then you go, oh, geez, now it's gone. Like, but Founders picked up a lot of hints and tips and things to try. So it's been interesting. Anyway, that's where you can find me in a myriad of other places, obviously. So, yeah. All right. I think we've covered all the things. I think we have.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So our last thank yous, please.
All right. So we'd also like to extend a very big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on our intro that everyone loves so much. You can find him on Discord simply as Mr. Bright01.
Exactly. And again, hugely talented. Love the designs, Russ. Seriously, love them. So happy with them. Can't wait to get one. I'm just gonna figure out.
They were super cute.
They are very super cute. So thank you, thank you. all right. Now, just as I like to finish off the show with, we still have our outro. I will be playing it in its entirety, due to honor. Our friend Epic, who passed a couple months ago, and just want to say we appreciate him. He's always been a great fan of the show and a great helper and a great friend, and I will play the entire outro in respect to him, so which I'm going to do very shortly. All right, well, thank you, chat room. Thank you very much for hanging out. And again, thank you for all the information and lots of information today in the chat room, Nisi. It was very busy. So thank you for all of that. Thank you for the testing, for those that did the testing. And thank you, Nisi, for hanging out with me. I do appreciate that.
Oh, anytime.
Yes. All right, everybody, please have a good wake. Good wake. Have a good week. Please stay safe. I need more coffee. Please stay safe, both in-game and out. And we will catch you again next week. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.